Blog Talk Radio.
Look what the girl did to me. She done cut me off from a good, good love. She told me that those days were gone. Now I'm sitting here going half crazy. Cause I know she still thinks about me too.
Exactly on your mind. So
If you ever want to join in on the experience, definitely hit us up. Click the follow, and it will show you on the homepage exactly everything that we're about, what days the shows are on, show you all our past events, see how everything's been, and basically, you know, make you a part of the family. So once again, welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. And like I said, tonight we're talking about Second Life. How bad do things actually get? Do people neglect their children? Do people become money hungry? Do people think that they are some source of power? How do these people react from being on Second Life? Once again, the number, if you want to call in, is 657-383-0967. And we look forward to hearing from you. So how's everybody's week been going so far? I hope you had a great time. I know I've had a great time so far, just handling everything, having a good time, coming up with topics like usual, and just seeing what everything's all about. The weather has been a little bit muggy, but other than that, everything is pretty much good. Right now, I'm just working on some more stories, having some more events, and having a good time. I'm chilling with y'all. So I'm going to have some people coming through this week. I actually have somebody that's going to be on the line with me because Tiff, she's not able to make it. So I will have my secondary co-host, Mr. Herbie. He used to come through before time. We used to have a lot of fun, chalk it up, laugh. And I've been looking at some of our past shows and seeing some things I want to bring back. I'm actually going to have a new format coming up next week, so I hope y'all all come through. Check it out, see what it's all about. Mondays will be pet peeves. Tuesday might be poetry. Wednesdays we'll be having our wild discussion. Thursday we'll be having some hot Second Life discussion. You know, more of this Second Life scandals. We're going to call it like SL Confessions and show you just exactly everything that goes on. And then Fridays are going to be interview days because, you know, we always like to have plenty of time for those people that like to come through, let us know what's on their mind, have enough time for them to kick back and relax, and what better time than for the weekend so we all just get it in and have a good time. And then on the very weekend, that's when we have poetry night, movie night, story night, or talent night. So I hope y'all come through and show love for that. For all those people that has never been to the show and you want to follow us, you can follow us on Twitter at KnowMeKnowMeNot, KNOW, KnowMeKnowMeNot. If you want to check out my poetry page, because I know there's some poetry lovers out there, you can go on my Kiami Stimulating Poetry, KEYAME, apostrophe S, and it has all the stuff that I've done on like Reverb Nation. And I want to tell y'all right now, I am at number 7 on the charts for poetry. So yeah, doing big things out here in the streets, having a lot of fun and enjoying life as always. For all those that want to be interviewed on the show, maybe you have a business, maybe you're a poet, maybe you're a singer, some kind of artist, got some kind of things that you want to express with your ideas, you just want to chalk it up with some people that are like-minded or open-minded, all you have to do is hit me up on my email, disbeme97@yahoo.com. Once again, that's disbeme97@yahoo.com. What I need from you is your bio kit, 3 clips of your work, contact information, any pictures that you have, and there's a one-time $25 fee because, you know, sometimes people don't always be on time or don't show up. So that way they don't seem like, you know, we're not being professional. We have to have some kind of charge for it, so that's what we're doing with that. And now without further ado, tonight, like I said, we're getting into Second Life Confessions. What do you want to know about the virtual world? How do people make the money that you just never figure out how it comes to them? What kind of secret lifestyle do people be living? And you be thinking like, oh, that only happens in movies or crazy wild, like, social networks? No. Second Life will show you everything that you ever possibly imagined, things that you thought people couldn't do, and show you how people might manipulate stuff in order to get what they want. And it also shows you how some people can get so overly jealous, over control, overbearing, so needy that they'll do anything to try to wreck somebody's life or mess with their property or try to come after other people just because they can't have what they want. So like I said, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. And now let me go into a musical interlude before we start off the show. Next up is Testified by Colin.
She walked in the court, her knees buckled, saying for a man to survive, he need hustle. Seen and been through struggle her whole life, made the transition from being his to his wife. Stifling, the night had been the ATF bust in. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. looked at the jury. How can they judge him? She screamed. In her chest, her face with tears. At a man's back, he was facing years. In her name, those in place with tears. They trying to take everything except the kids. For years, she been through scuffle and fights. While he trying to hustle that white up all night. Wondering if he's alive. Seeing him try, she bubbled inside and screamed. Judge yelled for order, court reporter making her words shorter. His lawyer sat next to him. She could see how the trial was affecting him. It hurt for her eyes to connect with him. Using her lies for protecting him. They arrested him for murder and gun possession. As they read back her confession, she screamed. The foreman got the verdict from the bailiff. Emotional outburst, tears and smeared makeup. It stated he was guilty on all charges. She shaking, looking like she took it the hardest. A spin artist, she brought her face up laughing. That's when the prosecutor realized what happened. All that speaking of mind, testifying and crying. When this did the crime, the queen pen.
Basically, like I was telling you just a second ago, there's people that try to use manipulation, try to prey on people, try to do things. So basically, with what your Abby's supposed to be doing, it's supposed to be a reflection of what you want to be. You're supposed to pick out the kind of life you want to live. And then also, you're supposed to try to friend people. You might have family on there. And, you know, you enjoy daily activities just like you do in real life. Now, what happened is, some people, like I said, if they're jealous of you, they'll end up hurting you. And what hurting is, like, they'll make it so that you can't use your computer. And, you know, you take it like if somebody fries your computer, that's your personal property. That's serious. That's no longer a game. But some people feel like, well, you know, it's just a game. And, you know, you got to take all the consequences, win, lose, or draw. But then even, like, in the news, it talks about how, like, this one woman was mad because they was friends on the game, right? So basically picture just because you was friends on the game, you did everything together, you chill with the person, and they have a boyfriend, a husband, whatever. So when it went over into real life, she got jealous because the person took her off the list. So what did she do? In real life, she actually goes over to the person's house and try to burn their house down. Now my question is, like, what would you do if something is only supposed to be a game? And these are grown adults, because when I tell you, you have to be 18 and up. And then for like the casinos and stuff, you got to be 21 and up. You got to be in the right states. So you got some of these people on here, they'll end up being like, how can I put it? They'll try to manipulate the system in order to try to get money and hustle. And that's why we got all these TOS laws going on, because like people have been doing some shiesty stuff under the radar. And basically, like, SL was just supposed to be for fun, entertainment, and, like, the site will make money. But some people feel like, well, you know, if this is an easy hustle and then I'll have to work in real life, why not use this? And that's what some people did. They was up there giving up their real-life jobs. You know, you was making, like, $50,000 in a career and stuff. Picture if you was told all you had to do is go to a casino. You spend about $5 of real-life money. And you can come back and have $2,000. People are doing this on a daily basis. So picture that's going on. And, like, the whole time for about, what, 8 to 10 years, there's never been anything said. And then just out the blue recently, it's like, oh, the government, like, oh, we're not getting no money out of this. And y'all up here profiting off this. And these people have been doing this for so long. So now we got to have the TOS laws. So once the TOS, that, a lot of people was mad. It started back September the 1st. It was said that if you live in certain states, which is like 10 or 12 states, it says if you're in these 10 or 12 states, you're not allowed to gamble, right? So now, picture all these people that was used to making about $1,000, like I said, to $2,000 a day, and haven't been claiming on their taxes. And now, as an even extra measure, they make you have to have an ID on your account. But picture you have to use a state ID for a virtual game. You never picture like going to a video arcade and having to take your ID to play a game. But like I said, this is on an adult level. But then another thing that's on the game, you have people that are avy, and if they don't mic, you don't know how old they are. So then there's this thing that's called a radar. You can figure out how old a person is. But if a person never put in their correct, you know, age, because, you know, just like on regular sites, you can go on an adult site, use somebody's ID, and they would never know it could be fake, just like when people try to get into clubs, right? So you have some people on here that use child avies, and then there's, like, predators on there. Now, if they find out that you're a predator, you can really go to jail. But picture you playing a game, and you think that you're getting away with doing crime, and you can still get caught up on the game for doing stuff. And then another thing that's been going on with the game, some people say at one point, you know, it's just about the money, and, you know, if you want to play the game, then you got to take the good with the bad. But for most people that actually play the game, they always said this one thing, that behind every avy is a real person with real feeling, with real emotions. But does it always work out like that? No. There's been a person, there's people that are in actual relationships in real life, and then be in actual relationships in the game. And then it's like they don't see nothing wrong with it because it's like so long as you sleep beside your mate every night, you're cool with it. But your real-life person, they're not cool with it. So I know sometimes the person, they would like try to get quiet and whisper and, you know, close out their screen, or they start talking about sports to try to distract you so that way it don't look like you're doing anything. And it's like, no, you're really messing up your real-life relationship off a 3D virtual game. So this is just a little bit of a summary of some things that have happened. And some of the stuff, like I said, I've seen firsthand. Because I remember the one girl, she used to tell me on a regular, like, oh, yeah, I can talk, I can do whatever, I can blase, blase. And as soon as the husband come in the room, it's like, oh, yeah, baby, how's the weather? Did you see that movie? And then the person be like, hold on 1 second, I got to do something. So it's like, why would you have to disguise what you got to do if everything's okay and I had nothing from your mate? And then another thing is some people, they become mentally depressed or deprived, like they don't do their daily activity. Like this one person, she said the reason why when I first started off the game, why she didn't make me the way that she wanted me to be, because she knew that if you fix a person's avy up, then everybody's going to want them, which is true in the game. And some people take it to their advantage, and some people be appreciative, some people might be like, help other avies because of what the one person did for them. But the thing is with her, it's like she wanted this dream person. She wanted to do everything with the person. And she made her relationships like that. Now, like I said, some people, you have to know there's the RL part, there's the SL part, and there's sometimes the RL mixed with the SL, right? Now, what happens when the SL takes over the RL? So what happened in her situation was she would deal guys, they would treat her right, they try to work her over, they woo, 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 and then sometimes it get into a little dispute. Well, what would you think if the person's daughter, which is almost a teenager, has to defend her from crying over a game of gas? Like I said, once again, you got to remember, even though it's virtual, they still say it's a real person with real feelings. But what daily activities do you do on a regular basis? And you realize there's always some things you got to put to the side. There's always some things that's going to hurt you. There's always going to be somebody that's going to do something. You got to be able to deal with it. So how you want to raise up your child, and the whole time they having to defend you from a person sending you a message or IMing you, or now they're calling your phone because you made it more personal. So that's what you have to experience when you're going into SL. You got to know that there's the good with the bad. You got to realize since the person is an avy, then basically if it's a cartoon or a character, then it's just a role. So you can't always take it like this is going to be a real person that's just going to be real cool and have your back just because of what the rules are to the game. because everybody has a hidden, well, I don't say everybody has a hidden agenda, how can I put this? Everybody has their own role or character of how they're going to play the game or do what they're going to do. So you can't always put everything into it, because just like in a relationship, a regular relationship, you realize that, you know, you don't give a person your all until you're complete with them. But some people feel like, well, you know, I'm always going to start off with a clean slate. I'm not going to fall for any of the traps. I'm not going to, you know, have to, you know, start with a person on like a little line and judging them. But, you know, like we always have to protect and understand certain things when we're dealing with a person. If you can't see things at face value, if a person's not bringing substance, if a person isn't keeping it real, why would you give them your all, or why would you say certain things to them? And then later on, they'll throw it up in your face and be like, well, you let me do this. You let me get over with that. I remember this one person, her name was Diamond. And basically, it was this person that was a dancer. He used to flirt with the other girls. He used to get money from her, and then he wouldn't spend no time with her. The thing is, like, okay, so you're not going out with the person. You're not showing them any affection. You're not keeping it real with them. You're not making them feel special. But then when it comes to them being at a set, you want them to spend money on you. I don't think that's fair, and I believe if a guy works and a girl works, it should be equal. But why should your mate that you're supposed to be pursuing, why are you showing them less attention and going out with other girls and flossing? It's because the person was a gigolo in the game. And then that's another thing. Some people have just one avenue, and some people have alts. But some of these people will live an alternate life. So picture in real life, if you're already a cheater and a manipulator, or you thought you could get away with something, and then you can come onto a game, and you change it to another person. You didn't change it to another person. You just put on your persona. So the person puts on their persona, they put on a good act with you. They play with your mindset. They get to learn about you. And then once everything pops off, it's like, well, where did this come from? And that's what happens. A lot of people will get attached. A lot of people will take that into their real life. Some people will end up needing therapy. Because it's just like the news article that I was reading about what happened in Second Life. It's supposed to be a couple that was happily married. Everything was supposed to be cool, but he had these little fetishes. He wanted to go into the game and, you know, play around and stuff. But the thing is, how far do you go, or what things do you tell your mate so that you can make sure that you're not doing nothing wrong or concealing anything? Because if you have an open relationship or good communication, you should have no issues. But instead, what this person was doing, they was living out their fantasies. They were spending extra time on there. They were doing whatever. It was a British couple that was married, and now they're in divorce, all because of a video game. So that's what you have to look forward to on the relationship and the deceptive act. Now there's the part about working on the game. If you ever go into the game, you know, in real life, you have compensation, you have packages, you have your benefits and stuff like that. On SL, when they want to manipulate you to make it sound good, they say you get 100% tips. Whenever they say 100% tips, that is a con artist, because it's basically saying you're going to be able to work for free. We want you to bring in your own people, and then we want you to promote so that we can get the benefits off of you. So now here's what happens. They'll throw contests. They'll make you do all the work, and then next minute they'll hustle you off your money. Now, I haven't told y'all yet about lenders, because I know a lot of people, it's going to be like, what the world is that? But I'm trying to tie everything together before we get to the bigger part. Because like I told you, that's the same thing like when you go to the casino and you be making money. So, like, let's say, like, they throw a contest. They tell a person 25 per lending for the people to vote. Then they tell the people that basically you have to pay $100 or $200 to get into the contest. The picture, you got, like, 10 avies. You got people doing 100 to 200 votes. Now, if you cross over the lending money for what you can make into RL money, do you realize that this person could be basically making $200 to $300 off of you? And there's about 3 to 4 different positions in the game that you can make a hustle off. And people realize this. They don't tell you this because it's like, okay, this is your fantasy. How are we going to make it better for you? How are we going to use it to our advantage? How are we going to make you believe that we're really here for you as opposed to just hustling for the game? If you go into the game when you first start, the first thing everybody should notice when you on the game is it says over top of your head, pay. So if it says pay over top of your head, you should already know off the break it's going to be a hustle in the game. They're going to expect something out of you. They're going to try to use you for something, right? So here's, like I said, with the lendings. you have the real estate. Lands usually cost you anywhere between $5K to about $20K. And $5K to $20K is $20 to about $80 of real life money. So then, like I said, here comes the second part. You have the fact that they're going for each person. They know what you got to do to survive. They know what you need. So if you want to get the quality stuff, you might have to pay a little bit more. So then you got to groom your land. You got to groom your avi. You got to do things to make money, right? So then on top of that, like I said, with the contest we're going back to now, picture like each person is trying to get a piece of the change. In order for them not to get the change, you turn around and make them have to pay just to be in it. Why would you have to pay to be in your own contest to win? You'd be thinking like, if anything, the person should be there for free and the traffic that you receive from the game should be the compensation. But no, that's not how it works. Instead, what they do is they'll try to make it seem like they're throwing a big prize. They'll try to act like they're raising the money. And then they'll put themselves into the contest and make themselves first place. So look, you didn't pay nothing to start off to get into the contest as the owner. You then put yourself into the contest to get some money. And then you get paid back for the fact that you're going to win money off the contest from being in it when you're not even supposed to participate. You're just supposed to be the owner. So this is a little bit of the ways that they hustle you within the game. Then, like I said, when you work your jobs, like, you know, in real life, when you get paid a job, you're going to either have a flat rate, tips, bonuses, and stuff like that. Now, you picture you work and you make a 50 or 100 landis, which is basically like almost 50 cents. So you really ain't getting jack crap now. You just, like, get slapped in the face. But then they're trying to treat it like, since it's supposed to be a real job, they can talk to you the way that they want. And you're like, hold up, you can't talk to me any kind of way. But it's like, if you want to keep this position, you're supposed to do certain things. And then if they really want to have some kind of ownership over you, then they'll tell you that basically you can't work in no other clubs because they want to be prestigious. They want to feel like they're the head person and, like, you can't go anywhere. So this is what you're going to expect if you ever get on SL or if you ever talk about the money, the relationship, getting extra stuff. This is how SL works. It's not about friendship with certain businesses because you'll start off as friends and then they'll try to manipulate you, lie to you, use your secrets against you, copy and paste stuff. I've seen people like they'll argue back and forth in a conference over and over again. And you'd be looking like, hold up, do you realize in real life if you try to explain some of the stuff that you've done to people, like it would even make any sense? But some people, it's what gets them off. It's what keeps them going. It's what drives them. And then you'd be looking like, well, dang, that's kind of jacked up. So you mean you have people copying your information, they're using it on other websites, they're using it for your payment plans. And then next minute, at the end of the night, you're feeling screwed over. And now you got to see a psychiatrist or a therapist, whatever the word is, for the fact that this person used you in order for your feelings, your emotion, your time, your efforts, your family, your friends, your lover, all this on just one virtual game. Because you might want to have a fantasy, you might want to get away from your RL because it might be crappy. And it's like, what do you do in this kind of situation? So like I said, I just want to give you the good, the bad, the dark, the ugly about SL, because this is how it works. So if you ever go into a game or a virtual LAN, or if you go on like IMVU and all these other places, you got to remember there's always going to be some kind of stipulation, because people always do things just in regular life to be crazy. Because, I mean, look at like the news, look at wars, look at countries, look at the medicine, look at schools for getting over, look at jobs that cut people off. If you think that's bad and then you try going to a virtual world and you think it's going to get better, it's like you got to remember, the same thing that's in the real world is going to be in the virtual world. So it can actually be more enhanced and work to the advantage, as opposed to working to your advantage to just say, this is a place to relax, this is a place to kick back, this is a place where you can have some fun, it's somewhere that you can do things under the radar without people knowing. Like I said, once you show people your picture, once you give people your time, once you try to get close to people, you got to remember, just like in the regular world, anything that you do in the regular world and people could be scandalous about is the same thing they can do in a game. But like I said, it could be 10 times worse. Because remember, these are people that could be manipulative, people that might know about computers, people that have always done wrong to begin with. So it's just like this is enhancing their skills to be even more mischievous. So this is what you might get from being on Second Life. Well, once again, this is your host, Know Your Enemy. I thank y'all for listening in. I had a wonderful time. I hope y'all come back tomorrow night. We'll have some poetry. We'll have some great music. We'll have a good time. And if you missed any of this show tonight, all you have to do is go to www.belongtalkradio.com/KnowYourEnemy. Have a good night. Be blessed and take care.